And so as we come into our sitting, let's try on again, finding postures that really embody confidence. Do you like the postures we practiced with before? The postures of equanimity, are they helpful? Where we really ground at feet, bottom, hands. Check that the body's balanced in every direction. And roll our shoulders up, back, and down into a lovely, upright, courageous poise that's felt through the chest with the uplift. And the eyes closed or open, but outward to the horizon as if with a big view. So you might try that as a posture of confidence. Or you have something else that suits. So take a few moments for that. And then remember your reflections from a few moments ago on what's truly important to you, what you value. Hold it in mind and its attendant aspiration. And letting what is important to you guide your practice. So you have your posture of confidence. Can you also choose an object of awareness that for you have confidence with? It imbues confidence. Is it simply hearing? Is it feeling body sensations? Is it the breathing in some location? What object of awareness imbues confidence for you, along with your posture? Finding that and practicing there. Practicing being here with a friendly awareness. And checking for the presence of any hindrance with our simple questions. The general question, is there a struggle? How's the attitude? How's the energy? And how has the confidence or the trust, the faith, not to judge ourselves for the presence of any hindrance, but to know if it's present and open to it, using rain in little ways throughout the practice, recognizing, allowing, investigating, not identifying, nurturing. And if doubt is showing up in particular, you want to really be repeatedly naming it. I see you, Mara. I see you, doubt. When we recognize and allow any hindrance, it shifts from being an obstacle to being an opening, and indeed an object of our mindful awareness. No problem. If you're feeling at all lost, as the poem talked about, wandering the shore in some hazy fog of forgetfulness, check, is there doubt? Being lost in a desert or a wilderness is one of the similes the Buddha used for the hindrance of doubt. So name it and really assert your confident posture. So from that place of confidence in the body, I see you, doubt. I see you, Mara. Or whatever it may be. If your mindfulness feels obscured, clouded, ask, is there doubt? The other simile the Buddha used is muddy waters, and so we can't see clearly. I see you, doubt. I see you, uncertainty. I see you, Mara. And really feel into your confident posture. There's always that awareness that's here, that is untouched by any hindrance. Now, if you've been repeatedly plagued by doubt or any of the other hindrances, or by some troubling situation, you might care to do a rain practice in a little more depth. Invite Mara to tea. And so remember the G to ground our confident postures. And really name, recognize, really name it. And really allow it in. Okay, show me all you've got. Doubt, restlessness, aversion, craving, sloth and torpor. Show me what you've got in the body, heart, mind, and feel into it. Feel it with your body. Investigate with curiosity. And all throughout remembering, oh, this isn't always so, the end of rain, to not identify, not the whole story, not permanent, not all of who I am, not me, not mine, not myself. All of those wisdom pieces of the end of rain. And the nurturing piece of rain, soothing touch, soothing words, but don't rush there too quick. Really get to know whatever it is that's here. Perhaps with a little smile of recognition. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. And if you've been engaged in a little more depth with rain, take another minute or so to wrap up that practice and really assert that nice confident posture, your object of awareness that imbues confidence. Knowing you can make some notes about the whole thing in a few minutes and just rest here, sitting confidently, moment to moment to moment. Remembering what's truly important to you, what you value, aspire to. these last few moments, noticing any benefits from the practice. The posture, your chosen object, being aware of hindrances, working possibly with doubt, rain, or something. Recognizing that even if there was a struggle throughout, you're here, you're aware, you're awake, you've put in the time to be truly present. And dedicating any benefits to your welfare and to that of others. Possibly aspiring to engage with continuous mindfulness at the hearing of the bells and engaging with one another. Letting that posture of confidence in our aspirations guide us, support us.